Dave Moore on Today FM.
Greetings, nice to be back in Ireland. How is everything in Ireland? Are you well?
It's going well, yeah. We could obviously do it a little bit more Pierce every now and again would be good, but you know, for now it's good.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say so. Anyway, you've got mob land here, so that's that's as much as me you'll get, and very proud of it and very happy to be talking about Mobland.
I'm glad you are, because it is fantastic. It is viciously brilliant. I'm so lucky to have seen it. And some good Irish actors popping up. I spied Emmett Scanlon in there as well. What an actor.
Isn't he? He's quite brilliant. Quite brilliant and a lovely man. And he and I get on like a house on fire. And he's the quiet Centaurian that stands there beside my character, Conrad Harrigan. And Conrad and Maeve Harrigan. Maeve Harrigan played by Dame Helen Mirren. So we had good old hijinks working on it. Really, lots of laughs.
I would say so.
Yeah,
because it's a hell of a cast, and with Guy Ritchie at the helm, obviously you know you're going to have fun doing that. What about Conrad himself? How do you see him? Because he's part family man, he's part businessman, he's part Stone Cold Killer.
Yes, he is all of those. Guy Ritchie sent me the script, five scripts there last summer, and I was absolutely very, very charmed and excited, because I love Guy Ritchie films. I wanted to come back to England. I wanted to work in London, come back to Europe. And so I jumped at the chance. And then, of course, Helen jumped on board. She and I had been working on Thursday Murder Club last summer. She said, Are you going to do it? I said, I'm in. She said, well, if you're doing it, I'll read it. Then she said, no, let's do it. I'm in. And then we had Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy, and you know, he's someone who, again, I've admired the work of. So you have all this, these people that you're a fan of. You know, I'm an actor, I'm within the game, but also I'm outside the game as an audience member. And Jez Butterworth as the writer, great playwright, The Ferryman, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So it was strong work to play.
I was going to ask you, I mean, I assume that was what attracted you, all right, along with Guy Ritchie, but you haven't done a whole lot of television, you know, in comparison to the amount of film work you've done. And was it a combination of cast and those people you've mentioned that drew you to this?
It was everything that I just mentioned that drew me to it.
Yeah,
all of the
yeah.
players, the text, the players, the locations, this genre of storytelling, gangsters, and... you know, last summer I spoke to Guy for the first time about it, and having read the five episodes, and I started talking about the character, and he said, listen, don't worry about it. We'll just, you know, 15 minutes on the day, put it out of your mind, we'll sort it out. That's all. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, I put the phone down and did worry about it. As you do, because you have to prepare. And then literally, you know, 5 weeks later, I was on the set, Tom Hardy, Guy, first day, and a big scene, three pages, important dialogue, important information. And he just said, go Irish, go out,
more Irish.
And my Irish accent has kind of dissipated into the mist of time there somewhat, California and everything. So I thought, what kind of accent would he have? Kerry.
So yes.
Kerry has a, you know, a lovely sing-song lilt to it, and it has a bite to it, and it has a sense of humor to it. But it can be very hard and grab you by the throat. And in the hands of Conrad, it gave me the character. So it was literally 15 minutes before shooting. That he became
more Irish,
and that's how Conrad Harrigan was born. Really,
fantastic. And have you any Gaeilge at all from your days back in primary school? Do you remember any little bits of Uachta Roach or anything like that, or is it all gone at this stage?
Oh, Sig Shears, Dulla Walla, Pog Mahone, whatever. Doing the Vale.
There's the school one for you. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. I mean, they, the Christian Brothers in Navan, you know, they try to teach me that, but
Yes.
Well, listen, Mobland is fantastic. I cannot wait for my audience to see it. And I always said if I interviewed Pierce Brosnan, I would pay you a personal compliment if this is okay.
Yeah.
Just before I go, I have said for decades, you have the best hair in Hollywood. I just want to put that out there.
There you go. Man from Navan, good hair. Tom Brosnan, the Mother
Tom
May.
Tom Brosnan gave it to you.
Kerry man and a Meath woman. There you have it.
There you have it. The perfect recipe. Congratulations on Mobland. Thanks for talking to me. And Slán, best of luck with it all.
Cheerio. Bye-bye. All the best to all.
Dave Moore on Today FM.